Call this meeting to order, please.
Yelling from county regs.
Right, you know that, right?
This is a meeting of the Newcastle County Council Executive Committee.
I'm talking about the Fed.
Present for today's meeting is President Karen Harley Nagel, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Carter, Councilman Bell, Councilman Smalley, Councilman Woods, Councilwoman Durham, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Diller, and Nikai Traylor is the Legislative Assistant taking the minutes for this meeting, and I'm Penrose Hallways. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the Executive Committee meeting of December 10th.
Motion approved, distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes from the meeting of December 10th are hereby approved. We'll move on to the next item, which is discussion of calendar items, something that Councilwoman Durham had asked to be placed on this agenda, so I will yield to her.
Thank you so much. I thank everyone for being here. I thought with the gap we had in the afternoon and not a lot on the agenda that maybe we wouldn't even have a quorum today. So I wanted to bring up two things, and I appreciate you putting on the agenda even though there wasn't much else. So that we can all kind of plan our year, I just thought I would propose our days off for the year mirroring what was done last year. And so that's what, you know, looking at the calendar and as I said, mirroring the days we took off last year, I'm just proposing these dates for this year so that we can nail it down and all kind of plan our years out for travel and whatnot, vacations.
So. Comments from members of council?
Make a motion.
I need to see a calendar.
Yeah.
So I meant to copy one. Sorry, I meant to copy one and make it a.
Why when I bring it, I should make a calendar there.
Well, I presume
because we got to make sure we have a requisite number of meetings as required by state law.
The state law requires that we cannot take more than two council meetings off. So the asterisks here are the two council meeting days, and the other three are committee days, and they're the same that we took off in 2019. I mean, the same, like, approximate week.
Mm-hmm. Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
We do a standard every year, right? I mean, it's always the last 2 weeks in August, coming back the last Tuesday in August, and we always take the third and fourth Tuesdays in December.
So I'm just trying to nail it down so we all know in advance, because being a new person last year, I didn't know that, and I didn't know it until it was raised last year as we went through the year. So I'm just trying to nail it down now so we're all on the same page.
Councilwoman Diller?
Okay, so what I'm seeing is that if we look at August, the 1st and the 3rd are the 4th and the 18th. So the 4th would indeed be, the 25th would be the 4th Tuesday. So, and we've usually come back in at the end of August.
Yep.
Okay.
So the way I did it, the way it was, as I noted, Labor Day is very, very, it's the latest it possibly can be this year. It's not till the 7th. So by switching it slightly later so we actually go to September, take through September 1st, it still mirrors what we did in 2019 in terms of Labor Day, because Labor Day is so late this year.
Yeah, I've never really paid a lot of attention to, other than the fact that someone make a proposal, and if you're doing this way, if there's no objection, then it's fine with me, but I normally just, someone may have an issue. If any one council person has an issue, then we try to work around that person. But it pretty much is the same, I guess. But I haven't really did any comparisons to the calendar from last year to this year.
I think Tara wants to come.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Tara wanted to come.
Yeah. I just have a question.
Tara, sure.
Tara can get into the clerk. I just have a question.
August?
Which meetings in August are you saying council meeting? The August 25th date?
That would be the first day that we come back.
That is a council meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. She has
the asterisk council.
No, she. You have that as being off.
Well, I'm sorry, I misunderstand your question. That would be a normally a council meeting.
That's correct.
Right. So I'm proposing that would be the one we take
we would
off
be
that
off
month.
The 18th.
Okay, so you would rather hold the meeting on the 2nd of August.
1, 2, 3.
I forgot my phone.
See, that would be maybe off the 18th.
No, it's just
for the past couple years, we've typically met on the 4th Tuesday in August and the 2nd Tuesday in December.
Right.
Yeah.
So December, the second Tuesday in December is December 8th.
Right.
And of course, Tuesday in August is the 25th.
Is the 25th.
I'd be happy to do it, obviously, whatever council would like to do with those dates.
So we would be, so we could take off like July 28th.
Till the 25th.
Till the 8th, through the 18th.
Yeah, and we typically not held it on the third Tuesday. We typically just held land use on the fourth Tuesday of August.
Correct, right, right. I don't know, I don't know why there, I mean, as long as I've been here, we have met the last Tuesday in August.
Yeah.
I'm confused. What's the idea of the August 18th date being listed?
These are the dates proposed to be, to take off. It's a committee meeting day, it's not after.
We're combined on the 24th.
Yeah, we were always combined on the last Tuesday of the month.
We worked it out.
Thank you, Nikki.
The committee, when they get the committee co-chair, it's like that.
Nikki has calendars here, so she may give us a better idea.
So, can I see July again? Oh, we got.
July, so July, this would be the 14th and 28th would be the meeting dates.
Right.
When is election day this year? Does anybody cook into that?
I think it's September, what, 15th, something like that?
I don't know.
That's a primary.
Yeah, when is that day?
That's our election.
Is that the first?
Well, yeah.
It'd be the first, it's usually like the 6th or 7th.
Normally, we always suspend the council meetings and leave it to the co-chairs of the committees to do what they need to do.
Right.
Here, we're looking at taking the actions to suspend the committee meetings and the council meetings.
That's not how I recall it happened last year, but maybe it was.
It was.
We just don't schedule.
They just don't schedule.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to have it figured out now so people could plan ahead?
You can plan ahead and take off whenever you want.
Well, I know that I'm not going to be here for part of that time anyway. I mean, that's, part of it is if you can't make it, you can't make it. I mean, I know that I'm not going to be here at a certain point in July, and I probably would not be here for the first Tuesday, or maybe the first Tuesday. No, I wouldn't be here for the second because I have a wedding in Maine. So it's pretty much if you can't make it, you just can't make it.
I'm not doing it for me because I have no travel plans in August. I'm just trying to help everybody.
Duly noted. But I think we should go back,
Let me recognize that Councilman Tackett has joined us. Councilwoman, Council President Harlan Nagel.
Yes, on a lighter note, I want to thank you for making sure that we're not coming in on the 18th, my birthday. So that was very thoughtful of you.
That's exactly why we did it.
And then we don't get to celebrate.
All right, I'm having land use on the 18th, I'm just telling you.
We'll bring you a donut.
Well, we have to find out what election day really is.
The 15th, I believe.
It is the 15th.
September? September. It's late this year.
No, it's early.
It's
15th.
Primary is the 15th.
Primary.
Yeah.
It's late this year.
Okay, so we're good with that.
That's really late.
Really late.
Councilman Carter?
Yeah, usually it's like the 6th.
Usually the first week of September. But I just would weigh in that I personally really like this August 25th because it's a period of the semester starting up and back to school, and it's a crazy week for me anyway. So I'll go with whatever council wants, but I really like the idea of setting these well in advance, wherever we set them. And, unless, if people don't mind, I would love to have off the 25th, because that's when I am gearing up to go back for the semester. This makes my life a lot easier.
I think a lot of people are in the same boat with kids going back to school and stuff.
Councilman Woods?
I like the idea of having this scheduled thing. I mean, as far as the committee meetings go, I mean, I think that's, we can do that anyway. Regardless, this might not happen. We're not scheduled a committee meeting, so.
Right.
But yeah, I like the idea of making sure we know. In advance, it is great. So, instead of me just surprising my aide, telling her I'm not going to be here for 2 weeks, she'll know when I'm. I'm just not
going to
tell my wife.
I think
Council
Shelton?
Yeah, so are we proposing them? Because we do need 24 dates. Are we proposing September 1st, 8th,
we need
and the
22nd? I think it's
22. We need 22.
We need 22. So this still leaves you, this is only taking two off, which is what 2019 was. There's 24, generally, 24 Tuesdays in a year.
Unless we want 20.
There's two a month because we never meet the fifth Tuesday.
You're proposing council will go ahead and meet on August 11th.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
No, won't be there.
And...
Won't be there.
Was there a reason that we always took off the first Tuesday, or like the, we come, we could have committee, but if, so the first meeting, council meeting in August and came back? I thought there was a reason we came back the last Tuesday in August, but I don't, maybe Tara knows.
Tara does want to speak.
I just want to say that, that would, that gives us like a whole month off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
July 28th is our last Tuesday, then we would come back to August 25th. So we'd have more time off. This would shorten the break a little bit.
Wait, but how, we can't do that.
A whole month off?
Because what we would be on the 25th only, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's how, that's what, yeah, right.
That's why we've done it traditionally that way.
So we, then we...
It was thoughtful. I mean, we talked about it, why we were doing it each year.
Yes, because we don't have to have, right, because we don't have to have committee meetings on that. So we cancel that meeting, and we don't have to have committee meetings there, and we combine everything on the 25th. So you basically have from wherever, the 28th or whatever of July. So one, two, three, you've got 4+ weeks off in a row.
Yeah, this would be a little shorter, as Tara said.
This makes it shorter.
Mike wants to speak. I want to recognize Council to Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the issue, and this may have been mentioned, if not, and I know we're throwing a bunch of different dates around, just want us to be mindful of, under the state code, Title IX, Section 1150, we can't, just remind everybody, not adjourn for more than 1 month.
In a year.
In a year.
We can't anyway, because
then you, unless you don't take a Tuesday off, a council Tuesday off in December.
May adjourn for not more than 1 month vacation each calendar year, yeah.
That's why you have to have a meeting.
That's why we could, so we would meet on...
If no one is, has any druthers, could we, could I call the vote just for the council days? We'll worry about the committee days later?
Well, there's about three people here, well, three people here, I noticed, have some issues with the earlier date.
Yeah.
And as Councilwoman Kilpatrick said, I think, it's never been contentious, because most people recognize, you know, if I can't make it, I can't make it. So, but we do try to make certain it's a date that is going to be good for most of the people, so we don't end up with less than a quorum.
That's the issue.
So I don't know if you're going to have enough people who have sort of nodded their heads about this day or not.
I would prefer the 25th off for, I don't know my schedule yet, but I'm just guessing with back to school, I might not be able to be there that day, but I don't know.
Well, I would prefer coming in the 25th and having, from the 28th of July through, up until, through the 24th of August.
Would it be a better idea to, for, to hold it to the next meeting and let people get a chance to digest this and look at it a little bit closer? There's just two or three people who seem to have some issue with...
Because that's the way we've always done it. So when we make plans,
Right.
Yeah, I noticed that, but my concern is that if there's three people here who feel like they definitely can't make it, then a couple other people may not say it, but still may not be here, then we're really challenging having a quorum for a meeting, and that's not good. So my suggestion is, Councilman Carter, my suggestion is that, do you think would it do any good to have more time to digest this for everyone here and then come back and decide that you want to do what has been proposed, or you want to make some changes? If we adopt it, nothing prohibits us from changing it anyway, quite frankly. So it's not like this is an ordinance where we got to go through, we just change it like we do all the time. Councilman Cartier?
Thank you. And I'm glad we're having discussion about this issue, but for myself, the August break, the late July, August break through the 25th, we've always consolidated the committees for the 25th. And then that time of the year, the electorate is at the beach or on vacation. It's sort of the lull period, and it's a good time to take a break. We meet 11 months out of the year, and, you know, I don't understand the logic of changing it, but You know, I'm open to suggestions and debate, but, I mean, really, this county kind of, you know, the electorate is not very engaged with much except vacation and beach. So maybe back to school preparations. So that's another thing that goes on.
So you're going to wait a week, or are we going to, or 2 weeks, or well, are we going to just make a motion and vote and see if it goes up or down?
I'm just throwing this out for consideration for the sponsor of the change here. As I said earlier, it's never been a contentious thing. Normally, we get together maybe the just before the end of. It's good to have it, but I just don't know if it really if it's that much of a sticking point for anyone, really.
So yes, there would be
at least three or four people have said that they have some challenges with this.
Traditionally, we just don't. Schedule committees on those off weeks, but for 10 years we've always come back in the last Tuesday in August, which gives us really the biggest block of time we can have to have off.
I think that's been the attraction for most folks, that you get the longest amount of time off.
Well, it doesn't really give you any more time off with September 1st being a Tuesday. You're not really. No matter what you do, you're not getting an extra week off.
I don't think you get an extra week. I think what Tara was saying, we'd probably cut it short for about three days.
3 weeks, yes.
You get 3 weeks,
four.
Where you don't have to be.
Right. And that's
if
what
someone
this,
wants to go
that's
away
what this
or
is,
make
3 weeks off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we meet on this date,
same block of time,
like the 28th or
same
whatever
block
that
of time,
is.
No matter
so
what.
Then we have Wednesday to Wednesday, Wednesday to Wednesday, Wednesday to Wednesday, Wednesday to Tuesday. So we basically have 4 weeks minus one day off.
Well, you're only looking at the weeks.
It's 4 weeks. Add up. 4 weeks.
I know.
No, we can have four. We just can't miss. We have to have a council meeting every month.
Every month, that's all. Yeah.
So we take one off in December and one off in August. Mm-hmm. And then so
I'm
we have
good.
Our 22.
I work every day, so it's not going to be changing. It's not going to be.
Could I call the motion for just these two council days? And we can always, as you said, we can change it. If
which two council days you want? Oh, the 15th and the 25th.
The 25th.
So the 25th is the one that's the hang up for at least, right. Three, four people here?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, to come back on the 25th.
To come back on the 25th is
so
where.
The 25th and the 15th are the days you want to meet.
No.
No, those are days. Yes.
Yes, that's the days I want to be. Here. So figure out how the motion is going to be worded so everybody understands what we're taking off.
Okay.
So.
You want to move forward with your motion?
So the motion would be that on council calendar for 2020, I propose that we would not meet on the normal days of August 25th and December 15th.
Second.
Figure out the committee days later.
It's been motion and second.
Roll call.
Now you want to call it roll?
Councilman Hollins.
Present.
Councilman Bell.
Present.
Council President Hartley Nagel.
Present.
Councilman Cartier.
No.
Councilwoman Diller.
No.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
No.
Councilman Carter.
Yes.
Councilman Woods.
Yes.
Councilman Sheldon.
No.
Councilman Smiley.
No.
Councilman Street. Councilman Tackett.
No.
Councilwoman Durham.
Yes.
All right. Roll calls. 1, 2, 3. 3 present. 1, 2, 3. 3 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 no.
I'm not going to be here.
The roll call reveals 3 present.
3 present. 3 yes. 6 no.
6 no. So the motion fails.
Yep. Well, Janet,
and one absent.
I and you all said no.
I'm sorry?
Well, Janet, 6 no's, you said.
Six no's.
Six no's.
So you got to have 7?
Yeah.
I thought.
No, you got seven.
You have to have seven yeses.
I thought committee was majority.
Well, there's, it was no anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
It's six noes.
They have to get, you have to get seven yeses to have something pass.
Okay, so I want to make another motion that we take off August 25th and December 15th, just so that we can get the calendar set.
I thought that we just voted.
That's what we just voted on.
No, this is.
You mean the 11th?
That we take off the 11th, and then we take off August 11th and December 15th.
What?
That's the norm. Yeah, yeah. That's normally, yeah. Because we have to meet once a month.
Right.
Which is the date in August.
But it doesn't matter. We have to meet one day in August, so by voting to not take off the 25th.
That's the one day.
He's saying take off the 11th, meet the 25th.
Yeah, but we don't, we have to vote on that. That's what we voted on. We are going to be here on the 25th, so we have to meet. No, we're going to be here on the 25th, so we don't have to meet on the 11th. That's the given.
Well, no, it's not a given unless we suspend the meeting.
That's what he's.
Oh, right.
And that's what he's looking to do.
That's what the motion is.
I just want to set the schedule now so that we don't have to come back to this.
I really don't think it's been that big of a challenge.
We've been there for 15  15 years. You've been there like 80. Have you not been there?
At least.
Can he say it again?
Go ahead. You're looking to suspend the meeting of August 11th and December 22nd.
No.
22nd.
The 15th.
Well, the 15th is the third Tuesday. We don't meet on.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's gotta be the, it has to be the 8th to take one off. Or the 22nd.
The 22nd.
And you're looking to do December
22nd. So I had
the
asterisk.
So it has to be the 22nd.
August 11th and December 22nd.
22nd.
That's the motion.
See December. Is it your December?
December 15th.
I'm not following this at all.
I know, I know.
Second.
I know.
If you need a second, like, you have to.
You got a second? Okay. I don't want to come back to this.
I'm just not digressing. Okay, you have a motion to.
December 22nd.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to suspend the meeting of December 15th.
No.
No.
August 22nd.
August 11th.
December 22nd.
August 11th and December 22nd. To suspend those meetings.
Right.
Okay, that's the motion on the floor.
Second.
All right.
We don't need roll call.
We don't?
No.
No, we should get this one.
This is what we're going to do.
This is the norm, right?
This is the norm.
None of us would have thought of changing it. Let's just finish the motion.
No further comment. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? Opposed?
Or forever hold your peace.
I can live with either. I can.
Any other item for this meeting?
I hope.
We're exhausted.
Everybody's gotten the into a little straight back in finance.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.